Hello.
Good morning. Am I speaking with Karen?
Yes.
Hi, Karen. It's Aaron giving you a call from INS Law. How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. It's just in regards to your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
All right. Oh, sorry. I thought it said on the email I was the phone name, but that's fine. That's all right.
Yeah, no, obviously it was, yeah, if there's a time that you'd like to have booked in the phone call, you're more than welcome to reply, but I just seen your reply there. If any morning suits, if you
All
just
right.
want
Aye.
to, I'll give you a call. Is now a convenient time to talk
Aye,
to you?
it's fine, that's fine, it's all right, aye.
Perfect. Okay. So what I'm going to do for you, Cadden, is I'm going to go through the application and inquiry process with you.
Right.
Okay. So just to inform you that these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes.
Right.
Okay. And just to start off, how am I best titling you, Cadden? Is it Miss, Mrs. or MS?
Miss.
Okay. So is that Miss or MS?
Miss.
Miss. Okay. My apologies. And I've got your first name here as Karen and surname as Woods.
Yes.
Okay, and do you have any middle names at all, Karen?
No.
No, okay. And I've got your email address here as karenwoods1162@gmail.com.
Yes.
Perfect. And what's your date of birth, please?
2011-62.
To the 20th of November, 1962. Okay, and your home address, please.
It's 150 Maryhill Road, flat 01, 227 QS.
Okay, perfect. And what was that flat number and number, sorry?
Flat 01.
01. And then the house number?
150.
150, that was it, thank you. Okay, and then in terms of the communication preferences with yourself, are we okay to send you an email and a text as well as give you a call?
Yep.
Perfect, thank you. And is there any terminal illnesses you need to make me aware of?
No.
No, okay. And would you like to nominate a beneficiary for your application?
What does that mean?
So if anything was to unfortunately happen to you during this application process, you can nominate the for the awards to go to somebody of your choice.
My brother.
Yep, okay. And can I just grab the details of starting with his name?
I can't get his phone number because it's on my phone and I'm on my phone.
Yeah, okay.
It's John Woods.
John Woods. And do you know John's date of birth?
The 12/1/64.
So the 12th of January, 1964.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then what you can do, Cadden, is yeah, just reply to the email, reply back again, and yeah, just pass on that phone number for us, please.
Right, okay, thanks.
Not a problem.
I'm not
Okay.
very good with trying to get numbers out of phone when I'm actually on it, do you know what I mean? I've no sussed that out yet. So
Yeah, no, of course, I understand. Okay, and for added security to your file, Cadden, can you provide me with a password if anything of your choice, please?
peanut.
Okay, perfect. So what we'll do in our with our future phone calls is we will confirm your address. Sorry, we'll get you to confirm your address and date of birth to complete data protection, and then we'll confirm the password for you being Peanut.
Right, okay.
Okay, just so you then you know that you're speaking to INS Law, because there is a few people out there at the minute that are doing like cold
Aye.
calls and stuff like that. So just so you don't get confused.
Right, okay.
Okay. And am I able to grab the name of your mother and father, please?
Oh, really? Kathleen Woods and John Woods.
Thank you
This
for
thing I put in for redress, it's actually for my son. Do you know that, aye?
that. No, I didn't know that. Thank you for informing me of that.
It's actually for my son. I've been told numerous times to put in for this
Yeah.
because it was my son that was in the care system, but he's since passed away due to mental health problems, obviously to do with this.
Yeah, okay.
Right,
So,
so that's who it's for. It's for my son.
yeah, of course. So was you your son's next of kin?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. What we've had to do moving forward from here is we don't have the facilities to do next of kin applications. What we can do is advise you to apply to the redress scheme themselves, and they'll send you out a welcome pack, and you
Right.
can go through the process of doing a next of kin application.
Right, okay.
Okay. Do you have a number for the redress scheme at all?
No.
No. Okay. Bear with me, and I shall get that for you. Do you have a pen and piece of paper handy?
Yeah, I have.
Yep, okay, so the number for the redress scheme is 0808
Right.
175
Right.
0808.
Okay. Right. Thank you so much.
That's okay, and yes, when you give that number a call, just say that you're wanting to start a next of kin application. And
Right.
as I said, they'll then send you out a welcome pack, and it'll guide you through how to go through the process. But
Right,
yeah,
okay.
I do deeply apologize that we can't
No,
we
it's all right. I assumed that's what this was for because it said on the hand redress, and it's just a lot of people have been telling, and I didn't want to do it out of respect for my son, right? So.
Yeah, no, of course. As I said, you are, yeah, you're more than applicable to go and do the
Right.
application.
Right, okay.
We just don't have the facilities to do the
Right,
next
I'm sorry
thing.
for having you go through all that. I just thought this was a place that I had to.
No, there's nothing to
Right.
be sorry for. I completely understand, and this is obviously why we can signpost you elsewhere if we're unable to assist you.
Right, okay then.
Okay, Kevin, thank you very much for taking the
Right,
time
thank
with
you.
this call,
Bye-bye.
and I wish you all the best.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye now, bye.